So in today's topic, the question came up, well, how can I know? How can you know, CJ? How do you know if that link in your email, not just the banking email, not just the domain name registrar, but all the different kinds of emails I get, how do I know if that's a legitimate link that I can click or if I should be very suspicious? Here's our follow-up topic of the week. It's kind of like a featured topic. It's a follow-up topic to our featured topic. And what we're talking about here, as I mentioned, a couple of these videos, first of all, that episode 41 video about that domain name renewal, it's almost got 800 views. I haven't checked it this morning. Literally the last time I saw it, it was at $7.99. I'd love for you to jump over there, watch that Geek Bytes episode for 41 about that domain name renewal scam. I hate it. It drives me crazy. Watch it. Throw us over that 800 view mark. I would love that, but I'd really more like you to have that information. And then last time on the program, we talked about how it gets worse. They're using email now. They're sending you email that looks very legitimate, and I want you to be cautious of that as well. So in today's topic, the question came up, well, how can I know? How can you know, CJ? How do you know if that link in your email, not just the banking email, not just the domain name registrar, but all the different kinds of emails I get, how do I know if that's a legitimate link that I can click or if I should be very suspicious? And in last program, I'm going to mention, and I'll mention it again for you right now, if you are at all suspicious about a link in an email, do not click it. Do not click the link. It is always safer for you to manually go over to your internet browser, open a new tab, and type right in there where you want to go. I want to go to Google. I want to go to my bank. I want to go to Chase, chase.com, citibank.com, ameritrade.com. Type those right into your browser, go through Google, they're going to take you to the real website, and then you're going to feel confident that you're landing at the right place. You don't have to worry about all the little tricky characters that they're dropping into the domain name to try to trick you. If you just go to Google and then put in Chase and then go right to your bank from there, that's always the safest way. But I want to show you a little trick, a little tip, a little technique. I've got a tool that you can use online. This is actually a tool that's given to us by Google. Google knows that this is a thing, and they're offering us a way to check the link for us. So in today's program, we're talking about, this is the same email I was showing you in last program where you got, this is a fake email. This is not from my real domain name registrar. And if I were to click that button right there, it's going to take me someplace else and they're trying to get my information. So the question is, how can you know if this is a legitimate link? In the last program, I talked about moving your mouse cursor over the button, but not actually clicking it. And then you look in the bottom left-hand corner to see where you're about to go. And you might see some gobbledygook letters, or you might see the actual domain name that you're looking at. And you might still be suspicious of that link. So here's what you can do. You can actually right-click on that renew button. Does your mouse have two buttons like mine? This left click right here is the one that you use to select things. Click, 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 click. The right click will open up what they call a contextual menu. If you right click anywhere on your computer, it's going to open a menu that's related to the thing that you've just clicked on top of. And if you right click on a button or you right click on a link, one of the options is that you can copy the link without actually opening that link. So that's kind of your first step, is to copy the link, because what I'm going to show you now is Google's Safe Link Checker. And you do not have to remember the magic domain name to get to this link. I'll show you what it is, but I'll also show you how to find it. You can just open up Google and type in Safe Link Checker. If you go to google.com and you type Safe Link Checker, look for this one right here that's by google.com. And it's the third one down on this list. The top two are probably okay. Veritas is actually a a pretty safe company, usually security wise. I don't know what that second one is, but I'm encouraging you to use the one that's actually by Google. It says here, safe browsing site status, Google Transparency Report. And you can see right there in the description here, it says transparencyreport.google.com. So that's the one that I want you to look for. Look for the one that's actually by Google. It's made by Google, and it shows up right here like this in the search results. Safe browsing site status, Google Transparency Report. That one's okay. When you click on that one, you're going to come to their website that looks like this. You're going to see the Google logo in the upper left-hand corner. And if you look at your browser, you should be at transparencyreport.google.com. transparencyreport.google.com. Like I said, you don't have to remember that, and you don't have to type that in. If you just go to Google and type in safe link checker, or check my link, or check my URL, or Google's URL checker, if you put in any combination of those words, you're going to find this page right here by Google. And when you get to this page, you can put any URL that you want to right inside that box and hit go. You're not going to go to the website. You're actually sending Google over to that website, and they're going to check it for you. And they're going to let you know if they find any suspicious things, if they find places that look like it's phishing for your information, or it says that it's Chase Bank, but it's not actually Chase Bank, and they're trying to do something bad. Or if you were to go to that site, if it's going to try to download malware or spamware or some kind of bad software to you. So this is the place that you can go. You drop the link in right there. You can paste it. You can actually right-click on that box and then choose paste. If you had just right-clicked and copy a link, you can now right-click and paste the link here. Click on this little magnifying glass icon to hit go, and then Google's going to run that for you. So once again, this is at transparencyreport.google.com. And I went ahead and just did one for you. I put in my own website, gilbertstudios.com. I'm always using my own website because I can, because I give myself permission to do that here on the show. And this is what it should look like. You pop in an email, you pop in a domain name, you pop in a website right there and hit go. And this is what you want to see. You want to see current status, no unsafe content found. In other words, Google went to this website, they looked all around it, they didn't find anything that looked suspicious. They didn't find anything that was trying to hack you or download bad software or ask for your information in a malicious way. You know, they can't tell you that all the content's perfectly safe or appropriate for children. That's not what it's telling you. It's telling you that this site is not going to try to download malware, or it doesn't seem like it's trying to fish for bad information. And once you see that little green check mark, you can feel a lot better about clicking that link or using that email or trusting that it's from an actual reputable thing that you wanted to know about. So that right there is the safe browsing site status brought to us by Google. Thank you, Google, for another great tool on the internet. So please help yourself to that resource. Should I put that link in the show note? I bet I do. I bet we find that link in the show notes in the future. Make a note to future CJ. Put that link in the show note. Okay, he will. He'll do that. He's very good at this. Thumbs up. Okay, thanks. Thanks, CJ. Thanks for taking care of that for us. All right, now it is time for our featured topic of the week. You can now right-click and paste the link here. Click on this little magnifying glass icon to hit go. Let us know how we can help you. Leave me a comment, leave me a post, invite someone else to join the group, and we're really pleased to help you in any way that we can. Make it a good one. We'll see you next time on Ask a Web Geek. The internet's a jungle. Roar! One step at a time. Slow steps count. Sometimes a slow step is all you can do. So just keep moving forward one step at a time.
See you next time.